This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, being brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, pork producers have had a tough year when it comes to the prices they've been getting paid for their products. We did see a light at the end of the tunnel earlier in the summer, but those have long since been dimmed. The oversupply issue we saw come out of the 2020 pandemic really hasn't settled down too much, despite supply chain issues being worked through. Recently, Rabobank looked at some data that says we could be looking at an upcoming decline in pork production. We'll hear more from them coming up next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
When Rabobank looked at the data, they discovered that productivity gains in hogs have offset herd reduction efforts while margins remain under pressure. Christine McCracken is the senior animal protein analyst at Rabobank, and she highlights some of the facts they found in their report.
We talk about the growing global uncertainty in pork markets relative to consumer demand and some of the ongoing inflationary impacts on the sector. But at the same time, at least in North America, fairly large supply of hogs, and that's putting a lot of pressure on the market. So both uncertainty on the supply side as well as demand, and that's creating a lot of challenges for the overall industry.
McCracken says that the oversupply of pork is pressuring producers to start cutting back on their production.
Here in the U.S., the producers have made a lot of money over the last couple of years, and that's given them a fairly nice nest egg to work from. At the same time, you've had some feed cost relief, so a little bit of margin improvement for the overall production sector. But even with that, producers are losing a lot of money at these levels, and it's obviously a very dire situation. It is a tough thing to shut down or cut back production. And I think a lot of companies are getting to the point, or producers are getting to the point, of making those really challenging decisions.
Just like with any other commodity or business or industry, inflation has become a high factor in pork. The product's cost at the meat counter is disproportionately higher to the price being paid to the producers.
Prices of pork are still really high, despite the fact that the underlying cost of pork has moved lower. So it's been a challenge for the industry to kind of stoke consumer demand. If you think about bacon is still really expensive and loins haven't been moving. So when you think about it, it's still being very high cost. Retailers have high costs of labor and their costs have gone up. And I think they're trying to manage through that, some of which has resulted in higher prices of meat on the shelf, putting a lot of pressure on people to cut back where they can. You've seen people kind of moving maybe down into some cheaper proteins or cheaper cuts, but they're still eating a lot of meat.
McCracken says that based on the data Rabobank has analyzed, they're predicting smaller herds next year.
Yeah, I think it'll continue through all of 2024. When you look at what we're looking at in terms of profitability into the next year, even with the high cost of beef, I think that you could argue that we need to see a smaller herd to get things back into balance. So some of that'll hinge a little on the consumer and what we see in those export markets. But given our current outlook, we do think we'll take out another big slug, maybe call it 4% or so of the total herd. And that's a big number when we think about the impact on our rural communities.
For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. Check out all of our information there. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.